Say, I will speak. Okay, glory be to Jesus. So let's speak. One to go. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you because you back your word with power. And so we thank you because your word that shall be spoken today is backed with power. Power to deliver. Power to encourage. Power to heal. Power to mend. Power to change our focus. Power to correct our goals. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing much more than we ever imagined. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And the people of God shout a bigger amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That amen is not enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to prove that you are a vaccine, you are not a virus, shout the biggest amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that whoever comes in contact with you, they come in contact with the vaccine. Yeah. Glory be to Jesus. We are called to walk around this world as vaccines, not as viruses. Praise the Lord. So let me tell your neighbor, I have nothing to transmit to you except a supernatural vaccine. Hallelujah. That is what Jesus will transmit to you in his word today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus as you take your seat this morning. Praise God. God is in the house. I title to this message, Speak to that mountain. Speak to that mountain. Praise the Lord. As believers, sometimes you may, in your mind, be asking some questions. Why is faith really so important in our lives? Why is faith so important? Why is our faith so important? And the answer is very simple. It's in the Word of God. According to Hebrews 11:6, the Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Praise the Lord. And that whosoever will come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We all know this scripture by heart. We can quote it. But there is a lot that scripture is saying to us. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith. The song the choir sang today was talking about what we believe. Do you believe whatever God says about you? Or do you believe what your circumstances and situation says to you? So we are in our lives, our daily life, faced with situations where we have to make a choice between what our circumstances are saying to us and what God is saying to us. Can I hear an amen? Amen. No matter how long you have been in the house of God or in the kingdom, you will face such crossroads in your life. On daily basis, where you will have to make a choice. Praise the Lord. But today I want to open our eyes of understanding to something, because there's some things that have been seen amongst believers. And to be really very honest with you, it's worrisome and very concerning. And what I see And what I perceive is happening with our faith that we claim and that we say we have. Help me, Holy Spirit. I am so deeply concerned. I said to someone recently, I said, I don't think there is something that would be more miserable for any child of God, a Christian, than to believe wrong, to be sincerely wrong, to be faithfully wrong. And that is due to a lot of ignorance about the importance and the significance of faith. The reason is because a lot of us, we love God, we believe God. Amen. We really do believe. But I have found, both in my walk with God, the disappointments that I've had to face, in my own personal walk with God, the discouragements that have hit me, hello, and the blessings that I've received, all of it put together, has made me to come to a conclusion that believing that God can do this, believing that God will fulfill his promise, is not enough to deliver the promise. Hallelujah. Many good-hearted Christians working for God, loves God, faithful in serving God, they believe God, but they cannot see the manifestation of God's promises in their lives. And you begin to wonder. And many will come to God and say, but God, I believe you. And I've come to understand that just believing that God exists, hallelujah, that God can heal, does not guarantee your healing. Help me tell your neighbor, just stay with the pastor. She's going somewhere. Because some of you may sit down there and you'll be wondering, what's this woman saying? If you believe, the Bible says if you believe now, when you pray, believe, and you shall receive it. And she's saying that believing will still not deliver to me what I believe. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to run. Hallelujah. And speed against myself this morning to let you know that if it is only what anybody believes, praise the Lord. You know, people have they have personal philosophies. Amen. Yeah, people have personal philosophies. Heathens, unbelievers, people who don't know God, who don't believe God, who are atheists. Amen. They have personal philosophies. They have moral integrity that will not make them to even touch some things that you, who is a believer, is touching today. By their own personal philosophy and moral integrity, they won't steal. They don't know your God. They are not saved. Can we agree on that? Yeah. They just made up your mind. There are young ladies who made up their mind. They are not going to fornicate. Until they get married, no man is going to see their pants. Praise the Lord. They live by self-discipline. They live by self-righteousness. And there are many Christians who are still living by self-discipline because of what you believe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But belief is not enough, because those people don't believe God, and yet they will do such things. I'm confusing. Holy Ghost, enlighten their darkness. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Because there's so much that you can do in your own strength, in your own mental capacity. There's a lot of things that you can do. Praise the Lord. Once you make up your mind, I'm not going to touch this, and you don't touch it. Praise the Lord. It's just a personal resolution in yourself that, no, this is not who I want to be. I don't want to be a thief, so I'm not stealing. There are many unbelievers who won't smoke, who won't drink, who won't fornicate, who won't commit adultery. And there is nothing that you can offer them to influence them to do it. Have you not met such people? They walk by self-discipline. So there are Christians in the house of God who will not touch any of those things, yet they cannot deliver the promises of God in their lives. Something is wrong somewhere. Because it is not enough to believe. Open your Bible to the book of James. Let me go there quickly. Because many of you are saying, what am I hearing this morning? Maybe we should even start from Hebrews 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Let's start from there. Then we will go to James. Hebrews 11, 1. You know what he says? What does he say? Now, faith is what?
The substance.
Substance.
Of things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The evidence of things not seen.
Faith is the substance of things that you hope for. Praise the Lord. And evidence of things that are not seen. In other words, sin means what you cannot touch, handle, hello, feel, or hear. Faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. In other words, hope does not in itself have the power to change your circumstance. Many believers are living on hope. And that's why we are not distinct from the rest of the world. Jesus is the hope of the world. Praise the Lord. But Jesus is the power of the church. Hallelujah. Your hope must have substance. People have hope, but there is no substance added to their hope. Hallelujah. Because what hope does is just to influence your attitude, how you see your problem. Praise the Lord. That is all that hope confers. Praise the Lord. You know, I said something at the women's meeting yesterday. I said, look, I can stand here and be preaching to you. I can stand there and be telling you, it will be well with you. Everything you touch will turn to gold. Every this one, and everybody will be saying amen, amen. You know what I have conferred on you? Hope. But what is actually going to change your situation means there is a substance that has to be mixed with your hope. Hallelujah. And the substance is always the action of your faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So it's not enough for you to come to me and say, I'm encouraging you. It will be well with you. God will come through for you. I want to know how he is going to come through. You will get out of this. You know that the hope that all these presidents are giving their nation. We are going to get over this coronavirus. Hello? We will get through this. That's all. It's hope. It's giving people hope. How they are going to really, truly get out of it, they don't know. They're just hopeful. And hopeful does not confer the power that will change your circumstance unless there is a substance to it. And the Bible says faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. Now, hope is good because you have to be hoping. If you have no hope, you have no need of faith. Is somebody listening? So you must be hopeful first. But you cannot stop at hoping. Because hope does not really stand on anything. It has to have substance for it to work. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Now let's go to James chapter 1. Are you there? James chapter 2. Sorry. James chapter 2. How many of you have hope that things will change for the better in your life? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's your starting point. Amen. Amen. You have to have hope. James chapter 2, verses 18 to 23. I love the NIV version. Who has the NIV version? You have the NIV? Let's have the NIV version. Praise God. James chapter 2. Show me your faith. Without deeds. I will show you my faith by what? By what I do. Praise God. Yeah.
You believe. Mm-hmm.
Now stop there. He said, if only what you have is that you believe, even the demons too believe. Demons believe. So demons are believers. So, if demons believe, they believe God exists. They believe God has power. They do. But can demons access the storehouse of heaven to release blessings? Can they go to the kingdom of heaven and bring blessings from the presence of God? Is it possible? Their boss has been cast out of heaven. Praise the Lord. So he does not have access. Which means no matter what they do, even because they believe, it does not mean that they can change circumstance. They can't even change their own circumstance. Praise the Lord. They believe there is God, but there is no repentance for them. Go on. They believe and they are shaking. There is no point. It is foolishness and foolhardy for a child of God to just believe that God exists. God can heal. God can prosper. God can deliver. God can promote. God can protect. God will provide. And then you stop at believing he can. What do you do with your believing? You know why it's foolhardy? You will be like someone who has been, whose hunger is oppressing for a long time. You are very hungry. And then your neighbor just knocked on your door and said, today is my birthday, so I just want to bless you with this jollicious jollof. With chicken, grilled chicken, with some vegetables at the side. And you've been hungry. You have no money. You can't buy food. No, you don't even know. And you are starving. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes and brought that food for you. And then you lift up your voice and say, Father, thank you for this food. It shall be nourishment to my body that has been suffering hunger for a long time. Thank you, Lord. It shall be nourishment to my body. Beloved, if you don't go into your kitchen, bring a spoon, scoop the rice, open your mouth and put it inside, it cannot be nourishment to your body. You only believe. Hallelujah. If I give you the key of my car and say, go, take my car home. I say, Father, I thank you. You have provided transport for me today. And you are holding the key and dangling the key of my car. I say, Father, I thank you. You will remain there. The whole church will go home. Until you use the key, open the car, put it in the ignition, start it and move it, you'll still be stranded. Even though you believe that car can take you home. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You have not finished reading that scripture. Go on. To verse 23. Abraham believed God. Why? Go on. How is a man justified? You can sing, I am a friend of God from now till rapture. Praise the Lord. That scripture is telling you what justifies you as his friend. He said, Abraham believed, but was justified by what? Deeds, not just by what he believed. Praise the Lord. But by deeds, by the action of his faith. Praise the Lord. And I found out that a lot of Christians have stopped and just believing and thinking just believing would deliver God's promises in their lives. That's why a lot of people are just waiting and hoping. So all they are doing is hoping, really, because there is no action in their faith. Praise the Lord. Faith is like a two-sided coin. You believe, then you act on what you believe. There must be an action to what you believe. Praise the Lord. The choir can sing, I believe. Do you believe? And you say, you believe. Where is the deeds to prove that you really truly believe? Hallelujah. That's what faith is about. And the scripture that we read, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 13, he said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. A faith that will move mountains is a faith that speaks. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Speaking is an action that is tied to what you believe. So if you are not speaking what you believe, you can't move your mountain. Praise the Lord. You can't move it. And every mountain is to be moved. Faith is an action. Faith is a speech. Faith moves. Faith speaks. In 2 Kings chapter 7, I think from verse 3, there's a story of these four lepers. These four lepers did not just sit down feeling sorry for themselves and just hoping that one day things will get better for them. They looked at themselves and said, enough of just sitting down. Could it be that all that I'm doing is just hoping? Could it be that my hope really has no substance to it? Could it be there are no deeds to my faith? And that is why we remain here, hungry, waiting for handouts from people who will just pass some food onto us. And they said, no, we have to do something. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, you have to do something. And they said, no. We cannot continue to live and stop in the realm of hope and in the realm of belief. We've got to go yonder. If our circumstances are going to change, we have to move. Praise the Lord. And their movement was the action of their faith. They left where they were. They left the place of hope and said, we are going to a place of manifestation. Praise God forevermore. They said to themselves, it is better for us to move. It's better for me to add deeds to what I believe than for me to just believe that God can do this. You know, when you sit down and that is all, you will hear people sharing testimonies and you'll be wondering, is it that God, I didn't believe you? No, you believe God, you love God. Hallelujah. But you have not added substance to your hope and there are no actions to what you believe. Praise the Lord. And the truth is, whatsoever God has made available in his kingdom, only faith can deliver it. That you believe does not guarantee delivery. It is only faith that can deliver it. Praise God forevermore. So they decided to move from where they are. They took a step. And the step they took was the action of their faith. A woman in the book of Mark, chapter 5, the woman with the issue of blood, was in her house, spent all her money. The Bible says that she had this issue of blood, a medical condition that has plagued her body for 12 years. Didn't know how she was going to get out of it. She has used all the intelligence of man, but it did not deliver the result to her. And one day, somebody came around and said, Jesus is in town. And she said to herself, praise the Lord. You know, she could have sat in the house and said, oh, and Jesus is here. And the Lord says that because of my condition, I cannot be amongst where people are. Because of coronavirus, I have to be social distancing. Yeah, because that was what the law told her at that time. It's social distancing. Praise the Lord. So it's not a news thing today. It's been happening there. They say you have a plague, so don't move near people. Stay in your house. She couldn't go anywhere. She couldn't relate to anyone. Hallelujah. Even though She heard that Jesus was coming, that there is a healing crusade. If she sat down and said, because the law says there should be social distancing, she would die of that plague. Even though she believed. But this woman decided, belief is not enough to change my situation. I've got to add substance to my hope. I've got to add works to my faith. Hallelujah. I've got to be radical. You see, when you add deeds to your faith, you are being radical with your faith. She became radical with her faith and said, even though the law prohibits me from associating with people, I am going anyway. Even though my condition around me and my environment is completely contrary to what God has promised me, I will still act on the word of God. Is that not what you were singing about? What will you believe? Yes, fine. Now, where is the action? Based on what you believe. Praise the Lord. She left her house. And guess what she said? You know what she said? She said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment. That's believable. I will be made whole. That is a statement of belief. Hallelujah. But that is not enough. She had to move. Take a step. To move towards Jesus. To touch the hem of his garment. When she said it, she was not made whole. But when she touched him, she was made whole. Glory be to Jesus. You've got to move. You can't say you have faith and there is no action to your faith. You are deceiving yourself. Many people just believe. You're just going to church. I believe. You are just hoping. Hoping and hoping and hoping. No substance to your hope. And many people get discouraged. Oh, God is not answering me. Then you get angry with God. For what? Did you not hear Brother James? He said, show me. You ask for my faith. It's by my works. Hallelujah. You have faith that God will heal you. What are you doing? You know that God is a healer. You sing it every time. You are the Lord that healeth me. What are you doing to make sure that you experience that healing in your own life? It's not enough to just sing about it. It's not enough to just believe that God is a healer. Praise God forevermore. The problem is not, look, the problem that we have is not that, how will I put it? It's not that God cannot deliver us, or God does not want to heal us, or God does not want to protect or provide for us. The problem is never on the giving side. The problem is usually on the receiving side. We, the ones that are supposed to receive, the problem is on our side. When there is no substance to your hope, does that make the word of God of none effect? The word of God is true. God is a healer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what will you do to experience healing? You've got to speak it, because faith speaks. You speak to that mountain of sickness. Hallelujah. You keep speaking to it. You keep speaking to it. The problem is our own passivity or whatever. We are so passive with our faith. Our faith, we never put it in a fight. And that is why it ends up in belief. There are many things that you have believed. 9 months, 2 years, 18 months. Hello? But the reason why it has stopped at belief is because you have not acted on what you believe. You are not acting on what you believe. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. You want to be healed, what are you doing? Get your faith into a fight. Get yourself into the Word of God. Scoop out scriptures from the Word of God that talks about healing and guarantees your healing. Praise the Lord. Take it like you would take medicine that the doctor prescribed for you. Hallelujah. Take it after you have taken your meal. Just like the doctor will say, after meal. Before meal. You keep confessing those scriptures into your own body. Hallelujah. Until you see the change in your own body. But if you sit down and say, yes, I believe that God can heal, it will end there. It's just a belief. It will never translate to manifestation. Is somebody hearing God today? Beloved, this is important. Where is the action of your faith? Is your faith radical? Without faith, it's impossible, the Bible says. In verse 6 of Hebrews 11. It's impossible. What is impossible? Anything and everything. Without faith, it's impossible. Healing without faith is impossible. Promotion without faith, it's impossible. Praise the Lord. Marriage without faith, it's impossible. Fill in the blank. It is impossible without faith. Can you think of something right now? Something you want. Something God has promised. Something you desire. Can you think of it right now? In your mind. Now I say to you concerning it, without faith, whatever is in your mind is impossible. Praise the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible. Anything whatsoever you desire is impossible without faith. That's how important faith is. That scripture says, and God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek who? Who do they seek? Those who seek him, not seeking his hand. Those who are seeking him, he will reward them. Those who are seeking him, those who are seeking the glory of the Lord, those who are seeking the establishment of the rule of Christ in every space, platform, opposition that he has placed them. Those who are seeking the glory of God there. Those who are seeking the establishment of the rule of Christ, wherever he has put them. He said he will reward them. To them he is a rewarder. Praise the Lord. Those that seek him. But many people don't seek him. Many a times, you know, we ask it when you read Matthew 6 and verse 33 that says, oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And a lot of people really find that difficult. How do you seek? How do you really seek the kingdom of God? That is what I've just explained to you today. That everywhere that you are, in every conversation, in every interaction, in every situation that you are faced with, are you seeking the glory of God? Are you seeking the establishment of the rule of Christ? Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. This is important because this is the only way that we can convince and influence the ungodly to believe in what the godly believes. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Another point I want to make about faith and why faith is important. You can't be a true kingdom citizen and walk passively with your faith. You really cannot say that you are a Christian. You may be going to church. You may be a worker in the church. But if your faith is passive, I'm sorry, you are not a Christian. Every Christian, your faith ought to be active. You know, many unbelievers will look at some Christians and say, I've even heard it before, a neighbor of mine some years back. Who does not believe in Jesus Christ? And was saying, from all that I've heard about this, your God, and the way that you people behave, say, I can't see the correlation. This is somebody who does not believe in Jesus. Say, I can't see it. So all that he's saying, just seeing people who are just doing certain things, busy doing nothing, that can influence or impact the life of people who don't know Jesus. That is bad representation. In the crisis that the world is now, you'll be amazed how many Christians are afraid. Panicking. Hello? Not even be able to give anybody any good word. Hello? Some of us, all we are concerned about is, let it not just come near me, you. Abby? Praise the Lord. We pray very selfish prayers. It's just me. Father, protect me so that I'll be free from all the attacks and the affliction. It does not matter who else is afflicted. But not us in this church. Because we pray for those that are in trouble and we pray for those that are suffering. Praise the Lord. It's important. Hallelujah. Faith does not work until you walk it. Faith does not work until you walk it. So there must be action that is attached to what you believe before it can actually be faith. So what we are calling faith, most of the time, we don't have faith because there is no action that is attached to it. No action. It will never matter to God if you are living a morally right life. It will matter to him. If you don't walk your faith, what will it matter? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So all you're doing gymnastics is not what pleases him. That is not what God will say as he has put a pack on your back. That you are a choir, Hello, usher, forget it. He said, faith pleases him. And faith speaks. Faith moves. It's an action. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what else you do. Without faith, you can't please him. So when you go to God in prayer and say, oh Lord, and I'm serving you, I'm doing all these things. Why is it now? Why my own day like this? So, Are you pleasing God? Are you really truly pleasing Him? We need to answer that question to ourselves. Hallelujah. Faith is a speech, and faith is an action. If you are not radical with your faith, if you cannot stand and tell the devil enough is enough, you've been cheating me, stealing from my family, you've been troubling my children, disturbing my family. No, this is where it stops. Hallelujah. And you stand on what the word of God says, what God has promised you in this year, and say, devil, I don't care what you are doing. God has told me that this year I'm going to thrive. In my business, I will thrive. In my marriage, I will thrive. In my health, I will thrive. Then you get up and you begin to speak to that mountain. The Bible says when you speak the word of God to that mountain, the mountain will move. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A man had a farm. There was a bit of a drought. And he knew that he was in trouble because he's not likely to get a harvest. But there is a stream that is behind a mountain. But there is a mountain separating his farmland from the stream. The man looked at the situation. He said, this stream is all that I need for my harvest in the season of harvest. But there is an obstacle between the two. Hallelujah. What do I do about this mountain? Now, this is physical mountain. Beloved, a physical mountain separating his farmland from a stream that has a water that he needs so dearly and desperately need so he could have a harvest. The man picked the Bible. Hallelujah. He read in the Bible that said, speak. Hallelujah. He spoke and said, took his Bible. Didn't know much about the word of God. But the day that he saw in the Bible, and the Bible says, say unto this mountain. He saw it in the Bible. He said, what's there? Mountain. Say to the mountain. The man went physically to the mountain. Stood by the mountain and began to quote that scripture. The Bible says, when I speak to you, mountain, you will be moved. Now, some of you, as you are seated, hearing me, you say, the man must be crazy. Everybody around him will say, he has lost his mind. Hello? This man kept doing it every single day for 3 months. He will go there in the morning, go in the evening. He will speak that same word to the mountain. After 3 months, the government came and said there is need to remove this mountain to create space. Glory be to Jesus. Speak to your mountain. Rise on your feet. You need to speak to every mountain. That is a physical mountain. It moved. Faith moves mountain. If your faith is not moving any mountain, there is no deed to it. You've got to be radical with your faith. Hallelujah. I don't know the mountain that is standing before you. It could be a mountain of lack. Mountain of stagnation. Mountain of no husband. Mountain of no job. Mountain of no business. No thriving business. Mountain of no career, thriving career. Whatsoever the mountain, it could be your health that is being challenged by a mountain. What is the mountain, beloved? Paul say, we also believe and we speak. Now, open your mouth because faith speaks. Faith moves action. Action. So speak to that mountain today. Some of you are not speaking to it. You are the mountain. The devil is troubling your family. You think the devil, you say, please, leave us alone, no, and then the devil will leave you alone. Come on, speak to it. I want to see you, all of you that you are just standing. You are not. You don't want to be free yet. I don't know about you. If you don't want your own package from God, I'll take mine, I'll take yours with it. Since you don't want it. But if you want what you want, whatsoever that ye desire, move the mountain. Move it. Let it move. Speak to it. Speak to that mountain of hindrance. Tell it to move. Tell it to move. It's got to move, because the word of God says so. That when I say to this mountain, it's got to obey, because it's the word of God. It is not my word. It is not my opinion. It's not my suggestion. It is the word of the Lord. God backs his word with power. Therefore, speak. Speak to that mountain. Every mountain that has been hindering you, speak right now and tell it to move and be cast yonder. Tell it to move and be cast yonder. Every mountain that is standing against this ministry, against our progress, against our moving forward, against our increase, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to you today on the authority of God's word that carries the power of God. In the name of Jesus, be moved and be cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every obstacle mounted that is obstructing my moving forward, my progress spiritually, my progress financially, my progress maritally and relationally and physically, emotionally, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you, mountain. I command you to be moved now and be cast into the sea, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every mountain resisting my expansion, the expansion of my business, the expansion of my influence, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you now. Be moved and be cast yonder, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Tell that mountain to move. Nothing moves until you speak. Nothing moves until you speak. Nothing moves until you speak. Begin to speak to it. Whatever is standing from you enjoying your spouse, whatever is standing as an obstacle for you having peace, love, unity in your home, in the name of Jesus, tell that mountain, speak to that mountain, tell it to move, in the name of Jesus, tell it to move right now. It's got to go. Move it, move it. Move it, move it, move it. Cast it yonder, cast it yonder, cast it yonder. The devil is a liar. Move that mountain. You are moving forward. Devil, you can't stop me. Every mountain that you have put to stop me, I command that mountain to be moved now. I speak to you, mountain, be cast yonder, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, on the authority of God's word. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I want you to begin to call to yourself all those things you desire. Call it to yourself right now to come forth. Begin to call it to come forth right now into physical manifestation. Call it forth by faith. Then you begin to act it. As you leave this place, you act it out that it is already yours. If you believe it is yours, you fight for it. You add action to your faith. Call it to yourself and you keep calling it in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. When you leave this place today, what thing soever that you desire, hallelujah, begin to take it. Begin to take it. Establish your dominion over it. Your dominion authority over it. And declare and keep declaring that it is yours. And you will see it come to pass. Give glory to Jesus.